Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage, and don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already, right there on the homepage. Charlie Fuel is our guest. He's the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates. That's charliefuel.com, right?
That's correct.
F-E-W-E-L-L. Yep. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Jim, let me close with a call to action to the listeners this morning.
All right.
My call to action is this. Define the results that you want in any customer interaction, whether it be on the web, on the phone, in person. Define the results in writing and invest the time, allocate the time to teach every member of your team how to get that result with their behavior. That's just as important as tardiness and every other metric.
So you're saying it's not enough just to say be nice to people.
What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Most employees need more than that. They need to. Being nice means that you smile, that you can maintain eye contact.
Say thank you.
Say thank you. Your body language, your posture. It's another training event that sometimes gets overlooked because, well, they know what I want. I know they know. They've been here a long time.
Or we presume that they show up knowing all these things. And I tell you what, there might have been a day when you could presume people know that. You can't presume that anymore.
No, sir. And one of my leadership lessons, like Tim Irwin's leadership lesson is, see, part of the strategy has got to be that the leader takes the time to perpetually explain what you said earlier, Jim. How do I move this routine or regular customer to an advocate?
Mm-hmm.
It's by taking my team and helping them understand how to be even better at what we do than what we are, and that's perpetual training and leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taking my team to the next level to say, here's the results that we want with every customer at this point of contact, whether it's the greeting, the front counter, the phone. The phone is another obvious way to demonstrate a high level of value to your customers by the way you interact with them on the telephone. So the metric is map out every place that you touch a customer, but more than that, write a description of what the results you want with the customer to be at those points.
What would that sound like?
What would that sound like? Oh, okay.
What would that description sound like?
Well, all right. If I'm in the service business and I have customers come to me during that greeting, during that first interaction, I want customers to know that we're attentive, that we're courteous, that we're knowledgeable, and then I would have to role play that as the leader. Here's how you would greet a customer. You're not distracted. You're not shuffling papers.
Right.
You're not looking at that.
How about this? Explain to them what you expect them to do when they're waiting on a customer and the phone rings.
Absolutely.
Now you get to decide. Do they say, excuse me, let me answer the phone, or do they just let the phone ring?
Absolutely. And see, Jim, that's a strategic part of your plan. But
yep.
But sometimes the small business owner doesn't think, well, I don't have time for that. I'm trying to do too much. Well, that's where you go to the next level. You take the time and you invest that in your training with your team, and then your team performs, then that frees up your time. See, so the investment of time on the front end to have the training event with your team, explaining that, then drives freedom in your time. But if I never invest the time, I never get the freedom because I'm always doing it for them. I'm always taking their job and doing it for them instead of building the metric and using the metric. Let the metric work for me. See, that's where we get caught up in working in our business instead of on our business.
Mm-hmm.
We work in the business too much, and it is ours, and we do have a lot of pride. But see, that metric says, Jim, as my employee, here's what I want to have happen. Here's what happens, to your point, when the phone rings and you have a customer face-to-face. Here's what happens when you have two phone calls come in and you have a customer face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other employees, if there are others, have to know where they fit into that.
Right.
There are a lot of value metrics that we sometimes overlook because, well, those aren't as important as the financial metrics the other metrics.
How about this? Not asking people, can I help you? Because you know what people, you know what I say, and my wife knows this, she hates it, but I say it. Whenever somebody asks me, when I walk into a shop and they ask me, can I help you, you know what I tell them? I tell them, no, thank you, I'm just shoplifting. I do it every time.
Well,
and I mean, you should say, you people walk in, hey, thanks for coming in. Have you seen our new whatevers?
Yes.
I mean, bring them in. Adopt them. Love them up.
Oh, that's the metric, Jim. And you say, well, you can't measure emotion. You certainly can.
The heck you can't.
You certainly can. But we don't take the time to build a metric sometimes because it just falls off the plate.
And you know what? If a waitress or waiter says thank you to me, or if they say it's my pleasure instead of your it's no problem, I give them a bigger tip every time.
You get it, don't you?
Give us the website again quickly.
CharlieFuell.com, CharlieFuell.com.
Thank you, Charlie. See you next time.
Thank you,
Jim. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.